10:06. Jason's classic cut, 10:07. Jerry Bader Show. The Government Accountability Board has responded. I'm just reading their response. I will address it tomorrow. They claim it's online, Jason. They claim, or on my email, they claim that the listener did not tell me the whole story and that it could have been anybody. I will respond. I will address that. I'm just getting it right now. I can't respond. I'm just reading it a little bit here, piece by piece by piece. But I will talk again to the listener, and we'll respond. We will respond to that. He's calling. Reed Magny's calling me to correct the errors in the piece. Well, we will provide the information that the GAB is now providing. And I will talk to my source again, who, by the way, they have made public in the statement. So we will be following up on this. Absolutely. All right. I want to start this hour with this. We talked in recent weeks about drones. There was the conversation that drones could be used for hunting. There are drones that have high-quality cameras. You can track a deer on your smartphone and know where it is. The possibility of these drones being much more wide use is something that we didn't discuss at the time, and I had forgotten when we discussed that there's actually legislation in place to deal with people using drones with cameras and invading people's privacy. Here's what I didn't know, that right already today, drones that can fly around, remote control, fly around and take video. You can get one for like $35. Let me read this piece. This is actually Bill Leaders at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. He apparently doesn't think these are a big deal. At a legislative committee hearing last May, State Representative Tyler August began his testimony on AB 203, a bill to restrict the use of drones in Wisconsin, with an interesting boast. "This is probably the best bill that will come before this committee this session," said August, the lead assembly sponsor. While the statement proved a bit rosy, the bill does have a remarkable pedigree. In a legislature where members of one party sometimes walk out when other sides talk, AB 203 and its companion, SB 196, enjoy broad bipartisan support. The roster of co-sponsors consists of 18 Republicans and 11 Democrats. "We sort of view ourselves as the privacy caucus," said Representative Fred Kessler, Milwaukee Democrat, during a second hearing on the bill before a Senate committee on Jan 15. "Drones, unmanned aerial vehicles, some equipped with high-def cameras, can be purchased online for as little as $35 and put to all manner of purposes, from useful to troubling. In fact, Amazon.com has floated the idea of using them to make deliveries," and you heard about all of that. The bill would prohibit the use of these devices to photograph, record, or observe others in places where they have a reasonable expectation of privacy, which is one of the most vague and ambiguous phrases that you will ever find. If you're at the Badger game, You don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy, August said at the January hearing. But if you're in your backyard with friends having a barbecue, I think the last thing you want to see is a drone, that or a twister. The bill also would also limit the use of drones by law enforcement officials without a warrant, except for emergencies, like a search and rescue mission. Kessler, at the hearing, gave a concrete example of what he didn't want the government to know. Which tavern did I visit last night? How many different stops did I make? That could be a whole other column. Just one of the state's more than 700 registered lobby groups has taken a position on the bill. American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin, which supports it. Several states have passed, and many are considering similar bills. Chris Amity of the ACLU supports it. We're afraid the technology is going to get ahead of the policy. Believes law enforcement officials need a warrant to use drones to snoop to protect what's left of the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable search and seizures. But as it often happens, the bill has drawn as much flack as praise. On the day of the first hearing, Mark Reinhart, legislative liaison for the State Department of Justice, submitted a letter expressing his concerns. He said the bill, as drafted, would bar the use of evidence obtained by drones without a warrant, even in purely public spaces. So if you're flying over a state forest and you see an illegal marijuana grow operation, that this bill would prohibit that. Seems hard for me to imagine, because who has a reasonable expectation of privacy in a public forest? And Reinhart warned the bill might bar the accidental observance of private activity by drones used for some legitimate purpose, but not the deliberate intrusion into private areas where no one happens to be. An amendment was drafted to address these concerns, but the DOJ still opposes passage and suggests the legislature wait on drone control efforts afoot in Congress and the FAA. The bill's proponents are optimistic the bill can be tweaked further to satisfy the Department of Justice. Luke Bacher, an aide to August, believes it still could pass this session. But the bill has faced a much rougher ride than his boss anticipated, and time is running out. Still, when seen at the right angle, call it a drone's eye view, what's happening here is not a legislative breakdown, but the legislative ideal. Earnest people working in a bipartisan fashion to tackle a complex issue, trying to strike the right balance. So what leaders are saying is it's good that they're slowing down on this. Let me ask you this, because I didn't. Did you know that you could get something like this for $35? Jason has several of them. Nah, you could pay a lot more. There's the Sima. This is probably the one they're referring to. The Sima X14 Channel 2 blah, 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 quadcopter UFO, $34.79. The DJI Phantom, go back, Jason. DJI Phantom quadcopter sells for almost $500. You have the Parrot AR drone at $32.36. So for less than $50, anybody can get these and fly them around and snoop on people. The Sima X14 channel is the quadcopter spacecraft. Okay, remember when, you know what this reminds me of? When cell phones first started having cameras. That's what it reminded me of. When perverts could first start using them, and they don't make a noise. There was legislation to try to make a cell camera click like a shutter, that it be required to do that, so people would know when you're taking pictures of them. Here's the question I have for you. Should anybody be able to buy an aerial device that can fly over people's homes and other places for $35 and take pictures? Because what they're talking about here is regulating the use. Should anybody have the ability to do this? Because you can go ahead and regulate the use, but it's going to be very difficult. You would have to see the thing over an area. I mean, do you really? Now, I've said this before. Your expectation of privacy in a public area is extremely limited. If people want to keep flying something over downtown to see who walks in and out of bars, I don't think you can stop that. But I think it's going to go much deeper than this. Your home really should be your castle. And if anybody can just do this, there are going to be people are going to do this. They're going to look in your backyard. They're going to look in places that are not public places where you do have an expectation of privacy. By the way, I forgot to mention, while I was on the air in the last hour, it has been announced that Bob Uecker is going to reduce his play-by-play duties this season for the Milwaukee Brewers. He will do home games and select road trips. So it sounds like Bob Uecker is dialing back on his workload for the Milwaukee Brewers. All right, I want your thoughts on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Because I'm going to be honest, I actually agree with Bill Leaders on this. I don't know what the right answer is. How do you regulate this so people won't snoop where they should be snooping? Shouldn't be snooping. How do you regulate that? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'll take your thoughts on that in 5 minutes.
The Jerry Bader Show.